Our watchword for the week comes from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Let us ponder those words as we hear our morning prelude. I invite you to stand and join me in praying together our call to worship found printed inside your ode. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth and all that is in them, help us to appreciate and care for your creation and to love all living things. Jesus Christ, Son of God, our Redeemer and Lord, teach us to love our neighbors as you have commanded us, and to shine your light in this dark and cruel world. Holy Spirit, comforter and sustainer, giver of all talents and peace, kindle in us the fire of your love and renew a right spirit within us. Holy Trinity, the great three in one, may our lives reflect the love you have given us, and may we always strive to be your hands and feet to those you send us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I invite you to remain standing as we sing our opening hymn.
Jesus,
Just a few announcements that I have today. Our CE meeting will be in the church office today following the worship service. There's also handbell practice immediately following church, and those that will attend the CE meeting will join you just as soon as our bell practice is over. Carol wanted me to announce that the chicken pies will be moved from this Wednesday, the 19th, to the 26th at 9 a.m. So please don't come Wednesday morning because you'll be all alone. Wait a week. That gives you more time to cook chicken, right? The Ash Wednesday service will be a new service that Laura and I and Reed kind of put together and we're excited about. We'll hope you join us, and that will be on Wednesday, March the 5th at 7 p.m. There will be Holy Communion as well as the imposition of ashes. And so again, I hope you will join us. Fairview Moravian and several other Moravian churches are having a revival a week from Monday. It begins, and I'm going to call on Laura to give you some more information.
So my husband, pastor at Fairview Moravian, and five of his friends decided to do something really crazy and do a revival for six nights in a row. This is an old time kind of revival, but anyway, it will begin next Monday, so a week from tomorrow, and every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 7 o'clock, there will be someone preaching from one of the five churches that they're rotating through. So there will be a service every night at Fairview, Fulk, Friedberg, Oak Grove, and Enterprise. And for instance, my husband will be preaching at Fairview the first night, and then the next night he'll be at like Fulk, the next time he'll be at Oak Grove, the next time he'll be. So all the pastors are going to all the other churches, but there will be a service every night at one of these five churches at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday night, March 1st at 7 o'clock, Yvette Campbell, who's the pastor at Rolling Hills in Florida, will be the guest pastor, and she will preach at Fairview for their final service. So join if you can. I know it's a lot. I won't be here every night, but please do.
Thank you, Laura. On Laura's behalf, I'm going to announce we have choir rehearsal tomorrow, so choir members, please don't get sick. No children's birthdays, no interruptions. We got a lot coming up. We need to rehearse. Choir rehearsal tomorrow night. And stay safe this week with the weather. I hear they're calling for snow, and I heard thunder twice this morning, so I think we're going to get a little something this week. So stay safe out there. 14 of us went yesterday. We stood out in the absolute pouring rain, 37 degrees for, an hour or so before we got inside the Coliseum. But we were joined by 10 to 12,000 brothers and sisters, and we worshiped God, and it was awesome. And so they can tell you, I'm sure they got sore necks this morning, maybe, a little hoarse, me too, but I'm going to try to push through and get it done. But I'll talk a little bit more about that a little later, but it was a wonderful experience. And so, maybe when we go next time, some of y'all will join us. It was a blast. That's all the announcements that I have. Are there others from members of the congregation? Well, seeing none, I invite you to stand and join me as we pray together the Liturgy for Grace, beginning on page 37. We worship you, Lord God, the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. You dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit. Give us grace to bring you the sacrifice of a broken and contrite heart, which you, O God, will not despise.
Oh,
of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. God spoke these words, saying, "You shall have no other God besides me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor." Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you were my disciples, if you have love for one another. If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiven iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means clearing the unrepentant. Incline your ear and hear, for we do not present our supplications before you on the ground of our righteousness, but on the ground of your grace. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore us to the joy of your salvation, and sustain in us a willing spirit. Have mercy upon us according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out our transgressions through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Thus says the Lord, I will forgive your iniquity and remember your sin no more. Peace be with you. In the peace of God, let us join in professing our faith. With the whole of Christendom, we share faith in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe and confess that God has revealed himself once for all in Jesus Christ, that our Lord has redeemed us with the whole of humanity by his death and resurrection, and that there is no salvation apart from him. We believe that Christ is present with us in the Word and the Sacrament, that he directs us through the Spirit and thus forms us into a church. We hear him summoning us to follow him and ask him to use us in his service. Christ joins us together mutually, so that knowing ourselves to be members of his body, we become willing to serve each other. In this spirit, we await the appearing of Jesus Christ, go forward to meet our Lord with joy, and pray to be found ready when he comes.
Amen.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time to make our common intercessions to you, and you have promised through your beloved Son that where two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. First scripture reading today comes from the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 5 through 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those whose trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doing. The word of God for the people of God this day. I invite the ushers to come forward as we present our tithes and offerings this day.
Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks for this day. And even though it's raining yet again, we give you thanks for the rain. We give you thanks that we have the freedom to gather as your children in your house and worship and praise you. Receive now a portion of that you have given to us. We pray that you bless it and use it as you see fit for the furthering of your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
may remain seated as we sing our next hymn, hymn 589. Oh, could we but love that Savior. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, I pray. Amen. I'd like to begin by wishing you all a belated Happy Valentine's Day. While we didn't gather here Friday for worship, I do think it's very important to remind you that love is still alive. I wanted to say to you that God loves you, that I love you, and as children of a risen King, Jesus loves you. Love is, what is love? It sure is in the Bible a lot. Jesus talks about it a lot. In fact, he commands you to do it. To love one another as he has loved you. Love is mentioned 310 times in the King James Version, 361 times in the Bibles that we have in our pews, 645 times in the New Living Translation, and 574 times in the NIV, and so on and so on. It is very, very important. The Bible gives us different meanings of love. It uses different words for love. Ahava, a word that is most closely related to the English word love. Agape, a Greek word that is often translated as love in the New Testament, mostly means a sacrificial love. Eros, a Greek word that refers to a romantic love and a physical attraction. And philia, a Greek word that refers to friendships and camaraderie. Love is not only an emotion, but it is also an action. Sometimes it is both. Sometimes the emotion is so strong that it causes us to act out. And I think that this is the kind of love that we are called to. The kind of love that is so strong for our Christ that it causes us to move and to do for Christ. Case in point, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Why, yes, Lord." And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." And we know that that simple exchange was repeated three times. "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep." "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know I love you. I would lay down my life for you. Feed my sheep." You see, Jesus says that if you love him, you must act on that love. And I'm happy to report to you all that the Mission and Outreach Committee has answered that specific call by Christ. Reed had put out a plea for help with a need for the Wednesday evening program, Estamos Unidos, and we agreed to take him up on that offer. We decided to make that a part of our Lenten journey. So we will be serving a meal on April the 9th. Now, I'm not saying, look at us. I'm not. I'm simply saying that we love our Savior so much that we answered his call. And if you would like to join us in either preparing that meal or serving that meal, then just let one of us on the committee know, and we'll be happy to have you with us that day. Acts of love aren't always feeding the hungry, nor providing shelter for the homeless. Sometimes it is just simple acts that we do, like holding a door open for someone, or looking at someone dead in their eyes and just smiling. That's all it takes. As I mentioned earlier, yesterday, we being 14 of us, gathered at Darla's house early in the afternoon and then ventured out to the Greensboro Coliseum for the Winter Jam concert. This was the fourth time we have been as a group from Christ Moravian, and out of those experiences, a tradition has been created. Now, the first time we went, ironically enough, was 10 years ago, yesterday. And we arrived there that day in front of the Coliseum. And we didn't know much about the shows at that time because we had never experienced it. So we arrived out front for the general admission about 4 o'clock, and they opened the doors at 5 o'clock or so. And, they were a couple thousand people in line already there. And so when they did finally open the doors and we finally got in, guess where we were? All the way at the top, all the way in the back, the nosebleed seats. But you know what? That particular year, we didn't really know what to expect. We just knew that Skillet was playing, and we were going to see Skillet, because that's, after all, one of our favorite bands. So we went, and guess what? God showed up. Right after we got our seats and I climbed all the way up those steps and we sat down, there was a call made for all youth pastors to gather down on the floor. And the group of kids that we took them was like, "Go, Matt." And I said, no, I'm not a youth pastor. They said, "Yes, you are. Go." So I went all the way back down the steps to the floor. And they huddled us into a room underneath the seats. And when we arrived in that room, several of the artists performing that day were there gathered for like a meet and greet with all of us youth ministers. And they kind of, did a thing with pictures, and we got to shake their hands, and it was awesome. I got to meet Matthew West, Jeremy Camp, and John Cooper from Skillet. It was amazing. John was talking to us about the power of prayer. He said, later in this show, we're going to have a special prayer. So if you know someone who really needs praying for, just write their name down on this little legal pad here, and we'll see what we can do. So at that time, Sarah was undergoing some pretty serious health issues. So I said, I'll just add her name to the list. Well, when I got over there to the list, it was like long. So I went over here to this side and I wrote her name up on the top. Guess what happened? It was up on the marquee. So that day,
She can tell you, 10,000 people prayed for her right there. That's power. That's God. So that day, we learned a valuable lesson, and we knew what was going to happen in the future. After that year, we discovered that you could buy what is called Jamnation passes, and that means you get in the door an hour earlier than everybody else. So we started buying those passes, and we always get Jamnation tickets. And this is where our new tradition comes in. You see, generally we buy 20 passes, and 10 to 15 people in our group go. So we go around to the front where everybody else is lined up waiting, and we give tickets away, and we bless other people's, and it is awesome. And yesterday was no exception, and I don't know if you went out yesterday afternoon, but it was 37 degrees and pouring down rain, and I adopted two families and gave them tickets, and they were blown away. They were like, "You gotta be kidding me," and I was like, "No, I'm serious. Take them. God has blessed us. God is blessing you." And so it was awesome. And I was able to give those passes away. And then I went back to get in the line and I called Zach and I was like, "Where are you?" And he's like, oh, this line. I'm way over there. And again, we were probably a couple thousand people deep, even with early tickets. But we still got in. So I told one of the adopted families, I said, "Just hang out right here. I'm going to go way over there. And when you see me come along, just come on in our line." Well, when I got to where they were gone. And I was like, "Where'd our family go?" I thought maybe someone just let them in and they got on in. I didn't know. Well, anyway, we had a great, great time. And, after the show was over and we were leaving, we come out and Zach had to use the bathroom, so we were standing there waiting on him, and here comes this lady. "I have been looking for you." It was my adopted family, and they just wanted to thank me. So that was awesome. And there again, God showed up in that moment. She had kids, you see, and they would have stood out there for yet another hour had we not had the opportunity to bless them. So sometimes that's all it takes, is just an act of kindness, just giving out of what you already have, and it changes people and it touches people. And again, I told her, "God has blessed us, so in return, we are blessing you." I said, "I hope you enjoyed the show," and I told them that God loved them, and we went our separate ways. The reading today in Jeremiah says that when we turn away from God, we are like a shrub in the desert. Those who live in parched land, unable to see when relief comes. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord, those who place their roots in His living waters. They shall not fear when the heat comes. No, their leaves shall remain green, and they shall remain to bear fruit. The Lord says, "I will test the mind, and I will search the heart, and give to all according to their ways, according to the fruits of their doing." You see, we love because God first loved us. In John 3:16 and 17, He says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Indeed, God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved." Jesus commanded us that we love one another even as He has loved us. Someone once told me, "Teach everyone everything you know about Jesus, and if you have to, as an absolute last resort, use words." Yeah, you and I, brothers and sisters, we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that one day all unity will be restored. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we will spread the news that God is in this land. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they will know that we are Christians by our love. Amen. Amen. I invite you to stand and sing our closing hymn, hymn 785. No. Let's do first four verses. Good call, Laura. Sorry. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Amen.